Do you want me to take the bird?
Sure.
And we'll get him back. Is he in an incubator?
Inside the operating room at the Portland Audubon Society Wildlife Care Center, head veterinarian Deb Schaefer is carefully inserting a syringe into the shoulder of an injured red-tailed hawk.
It's a very simple blood draw. It takes one drop of blood, and we run it through a machine, and it takes about 3 minutes, and we get a result back.
The hawk was brought in with a broken wing after it was hit by a car. But as with most raptors brought into the center, Schaefer and her colleagues want to test for lead poisoning. They've been collecting birds' blood lead levels for the past year. They want to learn more about how lead poisoning is harming the region's bird populations. Bob Salinger is the conservation director at Portland Audubon. He says wildlife are being poisoned by lead hunting ammunition. It's a serious problem that Salinger says is entirely preventable.
What happens essentially is animals are shot, they're left out in the environment, or they don't die right away and then they die somewhere else, or gut piles are left out in the environment, and other animals come along, eat those dead animals, get that lead into their system, and then suffer lead poisoning.
Last year, California became the first state in the country to ban all lead hunting ammunition. The prohibition was passed to protect the endangered California condor. Scientific studies have shown the condors to be highly vulnerable to poisoning from lead ammunition. And California's ban has given Oregon conservation leaders like Salinger a target to aim for.
It's really a groundbreaking decision that the legislators in California passed this bill, and we believe Oregon should follow suit.
The proposed reintroduction of the California condor to Northern California by the Yurok tribe is likely to bring the federally protected bird across the state line to southern Oregon. That would make Oregon state agencies responsible for protecting the endangered bird from lead in the environment. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife isn't idly waiting for condors to show up in their state. This year, the agency teamed up with Oregon State University to survey hunters on the possibility of switching to non-lead ammunition.
We will end up with condors in Oregon. It's not that we might. We will end up with condors in Oregon.
Ron Anglin is wildlife administrator at the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. He says the expanding range of the California condor may change the policy landscape in the state. And when the debate over regulating lead ammunition does come, it'll be important to know where Oregon's hunters stand.
Now is the time that we need to know what our hunters think about lead and just identify what the challenges might be, if you will, in reaching out to them.
Hunters may resist a ban on lead ammunition because bullets made from other materials often cost more. Ralph Naumann runs Environmental Inc., a non-lead shotgun shell manufacturer based out of Sweet Home, Oregon.
This rotary press will make 4,100 pellets a minute. I mean, it's a remarkable high-speed thing. It's a thing of beauty.
Naumann says raw materials like copper and tungsten generally cost much more than lead. And these materials aren't as malleable, so the production costs are higher too.
Forming, machining, all the processes that you need to make a copper projectile are much more expensive than those that you need to make a lead projectile.
And those costs get passed on to the consumer, so the price of a box of copper bullets can run as much as 3 times the price of a box of lead ammunition. That has Ron Anglin at Oregon Fish and Wildlife worried. A lead ammo ban could force many hunters to give up hunting altogether.
It could be prohibitively expensive. Depends on how much you shoot. If you're going to go out and sight in your rifle, it's not necessarily go out and fire 3 or 4 rounds. It may take you a box of ammunition to sight it in.
If people give up hunting because ammunition costs too much, they'll also stop paying for hunting licenses. That means less money for the department and its wildlife programs. Bob Salinger at Portland Audubon says the problem of high prices for non-lead ammunition will be solved by market forces. California's economy will lead bullet manufacturers to produce more affordable non-lead alternatives, and not just for California hunters.
This is one of the largest economies in the world, so anybody that's worried about things like lack of availability or certain types of shot that aren't currently available, those things are going to get resolved. The marketplace is going to rise to meet that demand.
Salinger says regulating lead in ammunition is simply the next step in a long effort to remove a toxic substance from the wider environment.
We've banned it in gasoline. We've banned it in paint. We've banned it in pencils. We've banned it even for waterfowl hunting. It's time to do it across the landscape.
The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife and Oregon State University will survey the general public on the issue later this year. Portland Audubon and other conservation groups are continuing to collect data on lead levels in bird populations around the state. I'm Alexi Horowitz reporting.